Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, Al Shalosh Averis, for three sins, Nashe Meisleis Beshas Leidasan, women possibly die during childbirth. Chazal teach us that because childbirth is a time of danger, of great danger, and really, a person needs a miracle to get through it properly, at that moment they go under tremendous judgment, if they are meritorious or not, to receive the divine kindness of survival in this extremely difficult situation. So the Mishnah says that there are three sins which are bad for a person in this time and can unfortunately sometimes have catastrophic consequences and they don't make it during childbirth. Number one says the Mishnah, Al Shehenan Zahiris Banida, they're not meticulous in the laws of family purity. During the time that a woman gets her period, she's prohibited to her husband until she goes to the mikvah. So they don't keep those halachos properly. O Bachala, a woman that's not careful in separating challah, the portion that's separated when a person bakes cake, bread, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash given to the Kohen, now disposed of, ubad lakas neiros, and a woman that's not careful about Shabbos candles. These three things can speak very poorly for a person, and unfortunately, in a time of great danger, they can be a kitrig, they could be a prosecuting force that unfortunately could have catastrophic consequences. The Chazal teach us that these three mitzvahs were given to a woman to be a kapara, to be an atonement for the sin of Chava. The first one is that blood. Chava was the one that spilled blood. She caused death into this world, which is in essence what happens when she menstruates. There's potential for life and it never gets brought to fruition. Chava also extinguished the light of the world. And she also, the Gemara says, she ruined Chalas Shalolam, the Chala of the world, which means to say, until her time period, a person didn't have to work to earn their livelihood, their bread. The process of producing bread was not as difficult. There was no threshing and winnowing. And now that there is, so these are all sins that atone for the sin of Adam and Chava. So if unfortunately a person doesn't keep it carefully, it could be a very bad thing for them in a time of childbirth, a time of danger. But to end on a positive note, this Mishnah, if a woman is meticulous in these three particular mitzvahs that she owns, it could give her tremendous merit and it could give her life even in a situation of great danger. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. Shloisha Dvarim Sarach Adam Loimer B'sech Beisar of Shabbos and Chashicha. There are three things that a person has to say as it is getting dark on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Number one, Isartem. He should ask his family members, have you separated the necessary tithes? Because in Shabbos it's prohibited to separate any of the tithes. Eiravtem, have you placed the appropriate Eiriv? Either Eiriv Techumen, which is that the law is that a person is not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos, approximately 4,000 feet out of the city limits, but there is a way to extend that by putting some food part of the way through the journey. So if let's say you need to take this journey, did you make sure to do that Eiriv? Or Eiruv Echatzeros. Eiruv Echatzeros means that if you have a bunch of people that live in one courtyard, they place some food in the house of one of them, and that combines, that conjoins all the different properties, and one can carry an object from their home to another home, or into the chutz, or into the courtyard. So you want to ask to make sure, did you separate, did you appropriately prepare the Eruv? And finally, he tells them, Hadliku Asaner, it's time to light the Shabbos candles. Continues the Mishnah, Sapi Hashecha, Sapi Chein Hashecha. Once it's already questionable, if it's dark, that's called an halacha ben hashemashos, when the sun is starting to set. At that point already, it's considered Shabbos in many ways. So, it is no longer permitted to tithe something that certainly has to be tithed. Similarly, let's say a person's vessels became tamei, spiritually impure, and they have to go to the mikvah. It's prohibited to do it at that point because you're being misake, and you are rectifying and fixing a kli, a vessel, which is prohibited on Shabbos. And the law is that one may not kindle the Shabbos candles because it's already considered Shabbos, or at least we err on the side of caution. However, says the Mishnah, because it's not definitely Shabbos, Avo Ma'asrines Hadmai, one may separate tithe from something which is a suffix. We're not sure if it was tithe, like if someone bought produce from an Am Ha'aretz, an ignorant person, they may have separated, they may have not, so it's a suffix, it's a doubt, the halacha is the law that you may separate. Uve Arvin, a person may do Eruve Chatzeros, because Eruve Chatzeros, conjoining the courtyards, as we previously explained, is only rabbinic, it's only a chumrah, it's only a stringency. Betonin es achamin, a person may insulate the hot food that they need for Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person is not allowed to insulate. But since it's before Shabbos, a person could insulate with material that retains the heat, not material necessarily that adds the heat, as we'll see in the next part, a material that retains the heat, that is permitted to do while Shabbos is coming in. Wishing you a beautiful, wonderful upcoming day.